says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't
Welcome
make
to the
a
program,
run.
Folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on November 3rd, 2016. I'm James Kelso. This program is live. It's always live. Your phone calls are live. We invite those at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Calling into the engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Austin, Texas. I'm up here in North Dakota. Typically on this show, we've got a triumvirate of hosts. We have Paul Fromm in Canada. Paul, are you in the program yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Thank you. And, folks, the engineering down in Austin is so great. I don't have to bring Paul in or bring George in from Maryland. George, you with us?
We're here, James. We're here.
All right. It's the extraordinary engineers in Austin, Texas, folks, who do all this for us, and they also marshal your phone calls. So when you call 800-313-9443, you're talking to a Republic Broadcasting Network engineer. And we've actually got a network. We've got something that can compete with what Donald Trump has accurately called the most dishonest people in America, which is the lamestream media. And at every single event, he sticks his arm out and points his finger out there at the rank of cameras out there in the back of the crowd, dozens of cameras, and correctly identifies these people as, George and Paul. I like the way he identified them at the Al Smith dinner in New York City, Catholic charity dinner, a big white tie event. And he said, you know, one of the nice things about the Al Smith dinner is that the staffs of the two campaigns get to meet each other. So Hillary got to meet my campaign chairman and staff. And he said, and here I get a chance to meet the people working so hard to elect Hillary Clinton. And then a pregnant pause, and he says, points out at those same cameras, and he says, and there they are, NBC, ABC, see, there's the New York Times and Washington Post. And that's when one
He's
of the
right.
beautiful, yeah, beautiful, beautiful things is that his realization that the American media is entirely, completely in the tank for our enemies. And they're really, you know, kind of weighting things properly. Are they the tail or are they the dog? You know, they're the dog. They are, or they're the tail that wags the dog. They are really in the driver's seat in these elections, and they elect whom they will. They elect, and this is the first election where the American people have awakened to that conspiracy, to that scam, and we're about to stop it. Here we are, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then bingo, we're going to have a new president, in my opinion. And the we'll talk about that in the show tonight. I think it's last night I was really pumped up that we are Trump has got it. I'm still that way. But George called me.
And I am
the show.
Too.
George is too. But we
am
do,
too. But we're going to keep our cards covered until when I wake up next Thursday and Trump is the president, then we'll pop the corks.
Mm. And we don't want to – exactly. The New York Post headline, after Hillary bought – she's already bought the fireworks for her – fireworks display, her celebratory fireworks display over the Hudson River. And the New York Post had a wonderful follow-up front page. Whoever writes their front page headlines is really a genius. And it started out with his headline, Stroking Gun. And the one that they had about the fireworks was Premature Elation.
Why not?
We're not going to have that, folks. And but we sure are going to have elation when our show airs November 8th, Tuesday night. We'll know. Oh, you know, I've got it somewhere. Maybe we'll go into it in the show because we're close enough now that we need to get down to the logistics of what's the show going to be like when we get down to the actual election night. How are the results going to come in? Let me look over here. Let me look over at another desk and see if I've got that handy. Yeah, here I do. I have it. We'll go over it. What it's going to be like on Tuesday. Certain results come in first. This is an article, and they actually give the timeline of how we're going to find out how it goes. Yeah, at 6 a.m., the earliest polls open on the East Coast. At 7 p.m., the polls close in Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, South Carolina, and Virginia. This will be the first batch of states where we'll have an indication. And Trump will win all of those. The only one in doubt is Virginia. So we get that at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 p.m. here. That's showtime. So when we go on the air Tuesday, we're going to have our first look at whether we're winning or not. Then at 7:30 p.m., in the middle of our show, the North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia polls close. These are, I mean, Ohio absolutely crucial, North Carolina crucial, West Virginia is, Trump's got that, very patriotic state. Then at 8 p.m., at the end of our show, the polls will close in 16 states, including New Hampshire, Florida, and Pennsylvania. So at the end of the show, we'll have we'll have big stuff there right at the end as well. And then it goes on throughout later into the night. California closes at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And so there you go. That's how what the show is going to be like on Tuesday. So we're going to be, I don't know, Paul, we're going to be laughing, setting off our fireworks. We have reserved our fireworks, folks. And we'll be having to put our head between our legs and breathe deeply if the worst happens. Let's see if we've got any phone callers calling in here. We're going to cover Donald Trump today, this indefatigable man. That's the word I've given to Paul Fromm. Many times I've introduced him as one of the most indefatigable advocates in our cause. Such is the description of Donald Trump. He was in three cities today. I thought four was a lot. His wife, Melania, was in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. But Donald Trump himself was in Jacksonville, Florida, Concord, North Carolina, and Selma, North Carolina. We were wondering last night, George, how could Donald Trump go from giving a speech in Jacksonville and 2 hours later giving one in Berwyn, Pennsylvania, getting on his jet, the whole thing. Well, that's impossible, and he didn't do it. His wife spoke in Berwyn. We'll listen to a little bit of Melania. But three great events in two states, Jacksonville, Concord, North Carolina, and Selma, North Carolina.
Jamie, talking about the media, you get a big laugh out of this. It's good to smell the reek of fear and the faintly bad odor of overflowing adult diapers. Full editorial. Our national newspaper, the Globe and Mail, usually has two editorials a day, but this is one long, complete editorial. Dear America, please don't vote Trump.
Wow.
We're not biased now, are we?
Oh, no. They admit that Hillary, she's just awash in dirty money. This is what they say. We understand some of the reservations about Hillary Clinton, that she violated arcane government email protocols. A tempest in a tiny teapot, if ever there was one, is no reason to vote against her. But these aren't arcane rules. She was the boss. She knew what the rules are. And this isn't a matter of, how you drink your tea at a diplomatic function. This is the security of her office.
Sean Hannity had a great show addressing just what the Globe and Mail is, the baloney that the Globe and Mail is dishing out right there and that you're talking about. Were these arcane email rules, folks? Examples were given on Sean's show and some others there are people in jail right now. They gave an example of one person who took a couple of photographs on a U.S. submarine, just took a couple of pictures, he just took a couple of photos. He's in jail right now. Probably just a photo to show his girlfriend about what a tough guy he is on such a neat ship. And the there was also a General Cartwright. He's facing 5 years plus in jail for two emails where he was actually trying to do something noble by whatever he did with some emails, trying to protect our country. Hillary Clinton, we're talking in one batch alone, 650,000 emails, and they include the highest classification. It's not just some secure stuff. The latest information is that some of her emails are at the highest level of classification. And the revolt that we need to, share this tonight, the revolt that has now been revealed, the counter coup that's going on inside the FBI, inside of Army intelligence, inside of the highest levels of our government. Thank God we have these wonderful patriots at our highest level of government. They are not going to let Hillary Clinton be elected. And so they have let it be known that five nations have been poking around inside of Hillary Clinton's emails. Five separate nations. And this would obviously include Russia, China, Israel, and then pick two more. But, this is...
North Korea.
North Korea. This is... You go to jail for this. So the point being made in the show is
Sean
Hannity...
In a lot of places, you'd be executed for doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. The point being made is that the patriots inside of our intelligence agencies... Remember... And we also learned yesterday that Lieutenant General Mike Flynn is one of them. He is part of the counter coup. And he was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is a very highly regarded Army intelligence. It's right up there with the CIA or the NSA. It is its own incredible intelligence network. And he resigned in 2014. He was having fisticuffs with Barack Obama. But he is an incredible general. You heard Bobby Knight say he was one of the most incredible generals America has had. He's in this counter coup, and he is right at the right hand of Donald Trump. So Donald Trump has got key people. And another person we learned that's a key person in this counter coup is Rudolph Giuliani. And his connection to the New York Police Department, which is they are the ones that busted into, I don't know if they had to bust in, but they confiscated Anthony Weiner's computer. And get this, George and Paul, they also took Huma Abedin's, or I guess you say it, Uma, you don't pronounce the H. I'm not that up on my Pakistani or Indian pronunciation. Huma Abedin's router. They took her router. Now, why would you take the router? This is just, I'm just reading the tea leaves here, but they're wondering whether this router was not your normal router. Remember, folks, it all happens. You're on the internet right now because of your router. and your router is sending and receiving everything that happens from your computers at your home. And it's sorting it all out. It's routing it all. Well, you can misroute things, folks. If you've got a chip or some firmware inside of a router that you shouldn't be there, you got a real weapon there, a real intelligence weapon. So they took her router, and more good news. We were all dismayed to learn that the computer of Cheryl Mills and another one, I forget the woman's name, were destroyed. Well, guess what? These rebels inside the FBI, they didn't follow that direction. They did not destroy the computers as they were directed by guys like James Comey. They said, no, they locked them up and they have possession of them now. They're holding those computers, and all the rich treasure trove of treason is in those computers. So this is incredible. Wow. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, you described it. That is a coup.
Yeah. And this is a lot of guys. This is a lot of people. The other thing we learned, this is being leaked out now, folks, and not in little trickles. This is coming out in a torrent. That on James Comey's desk right now and all week have been a mountain of resignations.
Wow.
In other words, the rebels are saying, now, I'm sure they don't want to resign, but the point is they're in full revolt, and they're united. They're united. The New York police are with them. The FBI, the 16 intelligence agencies in America are all with them. They are all against the Loretta Lynch Justice Department. They're at war with the Justice Department, and it turns out that the Justice Department has been suppressing these good intelligence patriots throughout this entire process. And finally the dam broke. They've had enough. Comey's, who knows what actually triggered the revolt, but when Comey went on television and said, it's the unanimous opinion of all of us in the FBI that this is not worthy of prosecution, these guys were throwing ashtrays at their TV sets at that point. And it broke out right after that. They said, you know, to hell with you, James Comey, and to hell with the higher-ups at the FBI, the political higher-ups, not the professionals. And, you know, we're in revolt now, and we're going to save our country. So it's full-on revolt, and Mike Flynn's part of it. Rudy Giuliani's part of it. And who are the two people who introduced Donald Trump now at events regularly? Trump, it's Giuliani and Flynn. And both of them, it's awfully good, folks. It's awfully amazing. Now we've got a bunch of calls. I think the lines are jammed up here. Let me just take a look here and see. We've got Al in Chicago, Tom in Florida, Bill in Wisconsin. We'll start with those three. Let's go to Al in Chicago. You're on the air, sir.
James, it's Alan in Chicago. Hi, Paul and George.
Come in, Al.
I need all you guys to put on your doctor hat, your psychologist hats on for me. The new mantra that the crazy people are trying to push now is, and I think John Kasich started it with writing in John McCain, is I've been hearing people that say that they're conservative or evangelical saying that don't vote for Donald Trump. Put a write-in candidate and vote your conscience. And we lost it in this country. We've gone through almost a year and a half. They didn't want Trump to get it. Now they didn't want him to be the nominee. And now they're telling people like Glenn Beck and other people, get out and write somebody in. Don't vote for him. I need somebody to help me because I'm losing my mind with this.
Yeah, they might as well vote for Hillary. That is so unbelievably stupid.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. We'll come back with Paul's thoughts, George's thoughts, right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick.
We're back, folks.
Tired of being treated this way, so I made my...
And this is what's saving our bacon right now is this counter coup that's going on in the FBI and related intelligence agencies. Another piece in that puzzle was put in place today. Julian Assange gave an interview to RT, Russia Today Television, and this is going to be broadcast, we are told, on Saturday. But in that interview, Assange makes the point, and I'm going to connect the dot in a moment. He makes the point, he says, the Clinton camp has been able to project a neo-McCarthyist hysteria that Russia is responsible for everything Hillary Clinton has stated multiple times falsely, that 17 U.S. intelligence agencies had assessed that Russia was the source of our publications. That is false. We can say that the Russian government is not the source. Well, we found out yesterday who the source is. It's the U.S. intelligence agencies. The reason there are so many hundreds of thousands of emails, the reason it's such a rich treasure trove, is that the people inside our government who want to save our nation have access to all of this stuff. And it's not some hackers in a basement somewhere who somehow miraculously, they're so smart, they can come up with a 650,000 email trove and then somehow mysteriously put it on the internet and it appears. No, this is our most powerful intelligence agencies who have gone to war with the Justice Department. They've gone to war with Hillary Clinton and the people behind her. including Uma Abedin, who they are viewing as an operative. Uma Abedin, who came into the United States in 1996 from Saudi Arabia, her parents are Indian and Pakistani. They're viewing Uma Abedin as an operative who has been operating Hillary Clinton.
I think the question is she an operative for the Saudis, or is she a double agent and actually an operative for the Israelis? That's what I've read.
Well, yeah, and when you talk about the Saudis, there's always this weird quandary of like, well, who actually are the Saudis working for? Who are the Saudi princes themselves actually working for? It doesn't really appear to be Saudi Arabia. They're not they are a dictatorial family, and who knows who's pulling their strings. But it is known, this is you know, you got to figure out this one, folks. The Saudi government has given $100 million, I forget the exact amount, but it's on the order of $100 million to the Clinton Foundation. That's a lot of bucks. And they have also given speaking fees in the $2 million range to Bill Clinton. They have also received enormous favors from Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. So the trafficking, the pay for play, and this now, folks, by the way, this is the other thing we learned yesterday. And, you know, listeners to the show, we've been talking around this and saying this sort of thing for a year. So we've been pretty aware of what's going on. It turns out we were more right than we knew. The pay for play run by Hillary Clinton, that's the reason she was hiding her emails. That's the reason the Globe and Mail says the arcane email rules. No, right. Sorry, Globe and Mail, you got that wrong. She was hiding her emails because these revealed the smoking gun in the case of Wiener, the stroking gun. But the smoking gun was in these emails, so she went with the private server. But the original problem, the original deal, is the pay for play. That is that the Clintons, grifters, correctly described as by Giuliani as grifters, and they've always been grifters. That they were working the State Department for their personal interests, and their insane, power-mad campaign. But now it gets even bigger, folks, because these folks inside the FBI, they see this as part of a worldwide, global takeover of America. That Clinton, both Bill and Hillary, they are just pawns. They are people that they're being paid enormous amounts of money to cooperate, to play along with the globalists, the bigger, even bigger players like George Soros, who are behind all this. So, Paul, George, we are right now in the final week of the biggest war battle in American history. It's going on behind the scenes between these courageous people inside our government at war with the Soros, Clinton, Uma Abedin, and whoever she works for. Globalist takeover, which, by the way, Ann Coulter wrote correctly in her book, in Trump We Trust, these people thought they were at the point of consolidation. They thought they had it in the bag before Trump appeared. We got a break, and we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Rush right to our intro music here. We've got a full board of callers, and I don't want to leave anybody hanging here tonight. It's going to be hard to do. Al in Chicago, I want to thank you. I got to move on to other folks. And I also, I'm going to have to try to shoot for folks who haven't been on the radio. Boy, a lot of people calling from Chicago here. But let me play a little audio first. We haven't had any audio. I've been extolling this great general, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Listen to him. Here he is. Donald Trump's last most recent event just concluded was in Selma, North Carolina. Listen to this key man that we now know is in the, again, we don't know it, you know, for a certainty, but the people saying this are so believable. Giuliani's on the inside. Mike Flynn is, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn is on the inside. This is the revolt inside the palace. This is a counter coup against the globalists who thought they were going to take over our country with this election. And these are the guys who are stopping it, in addition to us, of course. But I don't think we could have done this without these guys. And this man, listen to Lieutenant General Mike Flynn introducing Donald Trump today. So we're getting his most, you're hearing Mike Flynn right now. What is he thinking right now? Here he is.
Be part of this process. This is so, so important. I want to just say thank you very much for your patience tonight. Thank you for the honor of us being here in Selma. I spent 16 years at Fort Bragg myself. I love it. But I love it. I've had both my sons. I had one born here at Fort Bragg. Love this place. I love North Carolina. And North Carolina is going to win the day on Tuesday for Donald J. Trump.
He knows what he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big deal. That's right. Get fired up. So without further ado, because I know he wants to get out here, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Detroit,
okay, now we get a little bit of music here. Well, it takes a long time for Donald Trump to get through all these cheering fans. What we'll hear, I want to hear Donald Trump's most recent words also. In other words, where is Donald Trump's mind right now with all these incredible things that have, you know, as our caller said, if he, you know, have our minds spinning, there's so much going on.
Jamie, well, you're trying to...
Go ahead, Paul.
On the tape, that may explain the extraordinary appearance of Obama in I believe it was in Chapel Hill yesterday, where he's blasting the FBI, which is something that a sitting president would normally not do. And in fact, a sitting president has not actively campaigned for even the CNNers were trying to think back to a time when a sitting president got deeply involved. Reagan didn't. Clinton didn't. Obama, I think, is absolutely desperate, and without blowing the whistle entirely and admitting that there is a coup or a counter coup going on, all he could do was to basically rant and rave against the FBI. It was absolutely extraordinary as they're now trying to get the Negro vote out. The Negro vote, at least in the advanced polls, is not being as much as they're counting on. And
Let me tell you, Paul. Let me tell you what's rocketing through the black. Let me tell you what's rocketing through the black community. Danny Williams' press conference at the National Press Club was so beautiful. He actually got christened on the microphone there at the podium. Christian black pastors were there. They christened Danny Williams right there at the podium. A wonderful, wonderful presentation, and this has gone absolutely viral. The black community is really listening to Danny Williams, and he says, I'm not just Danny Williams. It's not about me. I don't know who my daddy is. He said, this is something that we in the black community have had to deal with. We have millions and millions of people, young men and older too, who don't know who their dad is, and we got to stop this. We got to end this. I want to know who my dad is, and he said, it's terrible. He said, I've gotten near suicide not knowing who my dad is, and this is something we have to solve and we have to fix it, and I'm Danny Williams, and we're going to – it's just beautiful. Let me tell you, that's rocketing through the African-American community. It's wonderful. This Danny Williams guy is great. He is really going to make some big gains. Now, here's Donald Trump, just introduced by Mike Flynn. Here he is. This is his most recent talk tonight in Selma, North Carolina. We'll just hear a little bit of it. We got to get through the music and the cheering and the screaming.
Some brave people back there.
Huge crowd.
Very brave people. Wow, look at that crowd. 15,000. More than 15,000.
Wow. It's a
sea. Thank you very much. It's a great honor. I have so many incredible friends here tonight. Thank you. We're going to have some big, big, beautiful weeks ahead of us, I think, huh? More importantly, some very, very great years for our country. I want to begin by thanking General Kellogg. Amazing man, amazing friend. General Flynn, same thing. These are unbelievable people. Congressman Mark Meadows, we have a few great congressmen.
Now, I'll pause it down here. Another general introduced Mike Flynn, General Kellogg. And we mentioned the FBI. Let me tell you, at the flagstaff ranks of the U.S. military forces, folks, they are in with Trump, like Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and hundreds of thousands, but hundreds of others who've gone, who signed on publicly. But let's go to the calls because the board is absolutely full. Engineer, let's kind of work. Let's start with Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got good news. Last night after the World Series game, I watched Nightline, and Terry Moran was going to a high school in Trump country in western Pennsylvania. I forget the name of the school. But anyway, he went there, and the teacher, you know, had a class of either government or history, and they were going over the election. So Terry Moran asked the kids in the audience or in the classroom there, how many have been hurt by the loss of jobs, your families and so forth? Almost all of the hands went up. Then he asked, well, you know, what about this gun control and situations like that? How many of you have guns? And in western Pennsylvania, I used to live there years ago, everybody had them. So they raised their hands. And, you know, he says, aren't you worried about gun violence? And a young girl says, well, we want to protect ourselves. It's not just about hunting. And then he says, you know, well, you know, what is your opinion of the media? Do you think the media is biased? And they all put their hands up, yeah. And the teacher was trying to channel everything, you know, so that they would supposedly be fair, but the kids weren't having any of it.
And Bill, here's the important thing. Bill, here's the important thing. Take your small sample there, which is wonderful, and multiply it by 1 million. And that's
I know. Here, listen to this. Then they had a vote, and you know, the kids that were there, you know, the football players with their Trump shirts on, they had to go outside of where they were voting and, you know, turn the shirts around, come back in. Well, the final vote was 340 for Trump, 48 for Hillary Clinton. Wow. This was Western Pennsylvania.
Beautiful.
The other
beautiful
thing that I want to report on is William Weld, you know, the so-called vice presidential candidate for the Libertarians, coming and showing his true colors. He was on Mr. Rachel Maddow's show, you know, that creep that's on CNBC.
Rachel, we know
him. You know, he's saying we've got to support Hillary.
Okay, that wonderful. I did not catch that one. Yeah, William Weld, with Gary Hu Johnson, supporting Hillary. And that's what that was all about from the beginning. The Johnson ticket is being promoted in order to defeat Trump. Great report, Bill. And now, let me, and I apologize for hurrying people along.
Thanks, Bill.
That's all right.
I seem rude. I seem rude, and I don't intend it.
Oh, no.
The crowd that Donald Trump was just talking to, folks, he says 15,000. They said, no, it looks like more. Selma, North Carolina, has a population of 6,000. The sea of people is about 20,000 people. It's a sea of people. Imagine it's 20,000 people is a huge crowd, and they're just standing in a flat plain, just standing. They've been standing for hours, and they're standing in the nighttime outdoors there in Selma, North Carolina. This is the revolution is on, folks. These audiences are immense, and Hillary's crowds are non-existent when she even does have an event. Let me go to another caller now. I got to shut up and let you guys talk. Let's go to Ed in Dallas, Texas.
Hello. Hello, James.
Yeah, come on in, Ed.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well,
the only thing I just wanted to quickly tell you that I don't know if you've listened to Larry Nichols, and you know who that is.
Yes.
He says that there's only one way to get around the corrupt election process, and he says that is to send in your vote by absentee ballot and get a copy of it so that you know exactly who you voted for and you can bring it out to prove it. And so
very nice,
he said
Ed. Yeah, Ed, thank you for mentioning that, because you bring up something else that's come out in the last 24 hours. These revelations, folks, I mean, just to try to grasp how big these things are, the counter coup that's going on inside of your government right now, here's another element to it. These courageous people, I keep naming the FBI because clearly some of them are in the FBI, But these people in our military, in the FBI, in all the intelligence agencies, Mike Flynn's one of them. Rudy Giuliani is one of them. They include in their plan going forward, if Trump is elected, they will prosecute people like Hillary. And the reason Obama, Paul, is sounding like a man who's looking at a gallows is because President Obama is up to his eyeballs in Hillary's crimes. So, and he can't pardon himself. So he is running scared. He really needs Hillary to get elected to save his own skin. But now get this, folks, it gets better. If Hillary is elected through the kind of voter fraud you're talking about, Ed, these people in the counter coup are not going to accept it. Listen to what I just said. And they're going to be asking you, do not accept this election. That's why that trick question was asked of Donald Trump a couple weeks ago. Will you support whoever wins the election? That was a setup trying to get Donald Trump to roll over for a stealing of the election. And he said, I'll tell you when I get there. So remember, the people at his right and left side, Giuliani and Flynn, are in on this part of the counter coup. They are not going to accept a stolen election. And you and I, this is what we'll be doing on this radio show. We will be part of civil resistance. We will be part of simply defying this illegitimate, regarding it as an illegitimate government led by Hillary Clinton, a globalist takeover, which we will fight tooth and nail every inch of the way. And we will have as allies these incredible people inside of our own government. How do you like them, Apple said?
Yep. That's what I agree. So you need to protect your vote, folks. Don't let them steal it, because they will. You know, you're all over the they've been found all over the country stealing the votes. So already, protect your vote.
Yeah, and well, Ed, thank you very much. You brought up a great topic. I failed to mention that point. There's huge elements to this counter coup that is now making itself known, making itself public. Let's go to back to Chicago. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Thanks a lot, Jim's. George, taking my call. I wanted to ask you a question. Have you guys heard in the last maybe 3 days about the City of New York Police Department, the detectives and everything, are building a case against Hillary Clinton, and I do not know for what?
Wow.
Have
okay,
you heard
Jerry?
Anything about that?
Yes, I have, and it's exactly the same. You're hearing the same thing I'm hearing. The people who are letting out the information about Giuliani, about Flynn, about the FBI, about the Defense Intelligence Agency, and all the other intelligence agencies, yes, they have high praise for the New York City Police Department. The NYPD went to war in New York to go after Anthony Weiner, to get his computer, to get his router, to turn him inside out. So, and Anthony Weiner went into sex clinic treatment, we are told now, really as a way to hide, as a way to get, as a way to get out of Dodge, and also maybe to protect himself personally, physically protect himself, because he is, they're going to really apply the pressure to Anthony Weiner. And this, and here's another detail, folks, about the counter coup. What they are going to do is they're going to count on this basic fact of human nature. As they go after Uma Abedin, as they go after Anthony Weiner and dozens of other people, they are going to turn. Somebody is going to turn. Yeah. Somebody facing 5 to 20 years in prison is going to, who is told, look, all you have to do is cooperate and you go free. You don't even get indicted. You don't even go to trial. If you'll help us, somebody is going to
counter immunity.
Yep. Somebody is going to turn, folks, and probably some people are. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. Absolutely. And this is what the conspirators must be terrified of. Because I imagine Weiner, I mean, he's very disreputable, but he obviously knows a lot. I mean, there's so much about this, Jamie, that just doesn't add up. Why would a Muslim marry, a pushy Zionist Jew? Why would Hillary push Uma in Wiener's direction. There's weird stuff going on here, and I have to repeat what I read earlier on the internet, that there's a thought that Uma is probably perhaps a double agent, but who she's an agent for? She's closely tied with Arab terrorists, which is bad, and the Saudis, which is bad. But there's some thought she may actually be working for the Israelis. As you mentioned a little earlier, what is happening is a takeover by somebody of the American government.
Yes, and one of the somebodies, for sure, you know, to put a name on it, George Soros is definitely one of the somebodies. Right. We know his profile. We know a lot about George Soros, and we'll come back with our final segment. We'll try to get a couple more callers in. Stay tuned. It's White Hot, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. So the last of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Well, no, they're not. We're here to announce we're with Merle. They're not over for good. Too bad that he is. What a shame he died on April 6th and is not here to witness what he would be so happy to see right now. Maybe he's seeing it right now. The let's go to I'm going to go to Donald Trump here for just a second. You asked Paul, you know, who is it? Who's behind this? Listen to Donald Trump. He's talking about who's behind this, I think, when he talks about Hillary's the wars that she has started in the Middle East, destroying Syria, destroying Iraq, destroying Lebanon, working to destroy the Middle East and destabilize it. Who has a plan? Whose interest is that in the interest of American soldiers who die there? No, it's not. No. Who's the player that wants the Middle East to be in chaos? Who's the player that doesn't want any Middle Eastern government to be strong or to have a strong army? The way
Jamaica.
Jamaica. You get one other guess. Okay, now listen to Donald Trump. Here he is today. He knows.
Finally, a commitment to only engage the use of military forces when it's vital for national security interests of the United States.
America first.
We will stop trying to build foreign democracies, topple regimes, and race recklessly to intervene in situations that we have no right to be there, folks. We want strength in this country. We want to protect our country. Instead, our focus must be on keeping America safe and on destroying ISIS. We have no choice on that. And defeating radical Islamic terrorism. We will defeat it, and we will defeat it quickly.
Well, turn that down. That was by way of answering your question, Paul, a little bit. Now, let's go to some more callers here. Let's see here. We've got Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, James. First off, let's let you know real quickly, because I am in Dade County, and I can tell you about Broward in a minute. But to Bill's question, and so it's Rachel Lesbo mad cow disease, which she has when she always does her twisting with the mouth, the leftist mouth. And also to Al in Chicago. Al, I'm glad the Cubs won, finally got the Billy Goat curse off, but now we got to get the curse of the donkeys, the jackasses off our back. We got to get this curse, a.k.a. the donkeys, the jackass. We got to get them off. But, James,
Tom, what's the word in Florida? Donald Trump's been in Florida in this last week. Is it looking good in Florida?
James, he's got to go to Fort Myers, and he's got to go to Naples. In the last day,
okay.
I think he's the best place he
we'll
can
take
go.
That.
It's Fort
Tom,
Myers,
we're glad
Naples.
I got you in. Tom, we just barely got your voice in. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night, folks. Donald Trump's got a full schedule tomorrow. We'll cover all of it right here with Paul and George. Thank you, gentlemen. See you tomorrow.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.